any picture of Brother Alex. 不要为 Alex 照任何的照相. Even though he's, regardless how handsome he is.
早晨好. Can you hear me? Testing, testing. Good. Okay. All right. Morning, brothers and sisters. Well, today is Easter Sunday, right? Well, what a happy Sunday that we have. We're celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, people say this is the most important day in our religion, Christianity. Was even more important than Christmas. Because without resurrection, as Paul said, our preaching is useless, and so is our faith.
因为如果没有复活的话，就像保罗所说的，我们的所传扬的是虚空的，我们的所相信的也是虚空的。
But I don't know if Easter is so important to you personally.
因为复活节希望能够对你也是特别的重要。
Well, if I ask you this question, I know the model answer. Well, no, resurrection, Easter, resurrection of Jesus give us eternal life.
我们知道耶稣基督的复活给我们永生命。But
how many of us are thinking about eternal life all the time?
我们当中，如果我们问一个问题，我们当中多少人一直在思想永生的生命呢？Well,
is that if we're getting old or seriously ill? Otherwise, resurrection and the hope of eternity seem so distant to us, right?
我们生命的终结的时候，我们在思想永生的生命。平常的日子，好像永生的生命对我们来讲是很遥远的。So
what is your personal focus after Jesus' resurrection?
在基督从死里复活以后，你生命的中心是什么？Well,
yeah, we're celebrating Easter today, but tomorrow we'll go back to work, prepare for school, or plan for the next vacation, right?
是的，我们今天庆祝复活节，但明天我们要去工作，我们要去上学，我们的生活归于平常。So
after all, is Jesus' resurrection so important to you personally?
所以我们要问，耶稣基督的复活对你的生命是不是非常的重要？Well,
so before we begin, let's pray.
我们开始前，让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us Jesus and giving us His resurrected life.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给把耶稣赐给我们，把耶稣复活的生命赐给我们。And
may your resurrected life reflect on our living.
主啊，愿你复活的生命在我们的生命中能够彰显出来。So
that we have your life in our living.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们就有你的生命。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
好，那我们还，哦，sorry. Remember that we in the book of Acts.
大家还记住使徒行传所讲的。
After Jesus' resurrection, his disciples asked him, Lord, is this the time for you to restore the kingdom to Israel?
还记住使徒行传，基督的耶稣的门徒问他说，主啊，你复兴以色列国的时候就在这时吗？
What is Jesus' answer?
耶稣是怎样回答的呢？
Well, it's not for you to know time which is set by the Father.
复设定的时候日期不是你们所知道的。
But meanwhile, you can make a lot of money and buy big houses and go marry and have fun, right?
这个时间你可以 赚很多的钱，然后买很多的大的房子，然后呢，生活充满了喜乐。
Well, no, that's not Jesus said.
不是的，这不是耶稣所说的。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣怎么说呢？
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
耶稣说，你们要从上面领受。能力，然后你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So there is a reason why Jesus didn't take us with him back to heaven.
就说耶稣为什么不把我们直接带进天堂是有原因的。
Because we got a mission to accomplish after Jesus' resurrection and before he comes back.
因为耶稣复活以后，他给我们一个大使命，在他回来之前，我们要照这个使命去做。
So is this the focus of your life?
这是不是你们生活的生命的中心呢？
And if so, how are you living out your life?
假如是这样的话，你的生活是如何活出来的呢？
Well, let's turn to 1 Peter to see how we should live out our resurrected life.
让我们翻到彼得前书，让我们看到如何活出一个复活的生命来。
Well, let's read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
彼得前书一章一到二节，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加伯多加、亚细亚、庇推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见所拣选，借着圣灵得称。成为圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
So who have been, verse 2, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ, and sprinkled with his blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance.
愿恩惠平安多多地加给你们。
So, who is Peter writing to?
彼得是写这封书信是给谁的呢？
Well, verse 1 is to those being exiled or sojourning among the Gentiles, to those believers who have been exiled or sojourning among the Gentiles, right?
他写信是给那些门徒分散到各地外邦人当中那些门徒。
Well, exiles or sojourning, this word,There are two levels of meaning.
寄居的或者是被分散到各地的有不同的意思。
Well, the first level, it means that, well, you are residing in a place that doesn't belong to you.
第一层意思就是说你住在一个地方不属于你的地方。
Well, let me use myself as an example.
就假如用我来做一个比喻。
Well, when I first came to the United States of America, I don't have an American citizenship.
我第一次来到美国的时候，我没有美国公民的身份。
I'm just sojourning in this place.
对我来讲，我这个地方是我寄居的地方。
Well, what is the characteristics of sojourning?
寄居是什么意思呢？
Well, I don't enjoy all the privileges that the citizens can enjoy.
我不能享受这个地方这个人民的所有他们能够享受的权利。
I'm not entitled to any social welfare, and if there's any problem that I encountered, then you know I have nobody, no system that I can rely on.
这个社会所提供的福利与我没有份。这个社会所提供的其他的保障也与我无关。
So, and then there is the second level of sojourning.
寄居的第二层意思是
It's like, you know, a person is wandering in a place that nobody knows him.
啊，就是一个人在一个地方流浪，没有人认识他。
He's a stranger in that place.
他是一个外人。
And he's not a permanent resident of that place. He is a transient.
他只是一个暂时的住在那个地方。
And he could be rooted out for any reasons.
他可以被赶出那个地方，因为任何的原因，他都会被赶，可以赶出去。
And in that place, he is a complete stranger. It's kind of like, you know, the undocumented immigrants in our country.
那个地方对他来说也是一个外乡之地，就像来到我们这个地方的一些非法移民一样。
Well, you know, even though, well.They attain the permanent residency, so they can be viewed only as a second class citizens.
就是那些外来的移民，他们虽然可以得到绿卡住在这个地方，但是他们经常都被看成二等公民。
Well, of course we all have this experience, right? Most of us.
当然。大部分人，我们当中的大部分人都有这个经历，是不是？
But here Peter is emphasizing, of course, it's not, he's not saying, you know, all those believers, they are like sojourners, wandering, second class citizens in those areas.
但是彼得在这边所写的那些分散各地的门徒，并不是像刚才所说的寄居的移民那样的情况。
Well, what Peter wants to say is, we believers, we are chosen by God, and this, in this world, we're just sojourners.
彼得想说的是说，我们信主的人是被神所拣选的，对这个世界而言，我们是寄居的。
Well, this world, we don't belong to this world.
我们不属于这个世界。
We are like wanderers, we are like sojourners in this world.
这个世界对我们来说，我们是寄居的，我们是漂流的。
We won't be accepted by this world, and we'll only be, you know, looked down upon by this world.
这个世界不会接受我们，这个世界会轻看我们。
You may say, you know, Brother Alex, it's a little bit exaggerating, is it right?
你们可能会说，Alex 弟兄，你是太夸张了吧？
Yeah, we don't speak perfect English.
是的，我们讲英文讲不太好。
Well, of course, we won't be the president of United States.
当然，我们不可能成为美国的总统。
Well, but you know, to pursue the American dream, I mean, we all can do that, right?
但是我们来追求美国梦，我们每个人都可以来追求。
Well, we can still live a comfortable and stable life in this country.
在这个国家里面，我们可以每个人过着一个安逸、舒适、丰厚的生活。
And we're still being accepted by our American neighbors and coworkers.
Yeah, 我们美国朋友或者美国的邻居工作的可以接受我们，接纳我们。
Well, sometimes we even go out or even have barbecue in our backyard.
有时候我们是在我们的后院有 barbecue.
Well, but I want to say, an authentic, a true believer of Jesus Christ.
但是我要给大家讲，真正的耶稣基督的门徒。
Well, we cannot expect the world will completely embrace us.
我们不要期待这个世界会完全的接纳我们。
Because most part of the world, we are facing an unbelieving mainstream.
因为在每天的日子，我每天都遇见非常非常特别的抵挡。
主流世界就是不会接纳我们。So.Let's say, you know, when we're facing the unbelieving mainstream, maybe it's a little bit better in Texas, but in most part of the world, you know, the mainstream is unbelieving.
当我们面对这个主流世界的时候，因为这个主流世界是不相信耶稣基督的。
Well, let's say if we share the gospel to an unbelieving friend, let's say.
假如举个例子，我们把福音传给不信的我们的朋友。
I think this is a typical response.
这个非常典型的回应是。
Well, you know, hey, you have your own religion, I respect that, but that I have my own belief or disbelief. You know, don't force it upon me.
你有你自己的宗教，我们也有我自己的宗教，不要把你的信仰强加在我的身上。
And if you don't believe it, ask your children and see what is being taught in schools.
假如你不相信我说的话，你可以问你的孩子，他们可以告诉你他们在学校所接受的教育是什么。
So.We're rejected by the mainstream. In this mainstream, there's no religion. You're not supposed to share your faith in the workplace, in schools, and in, you know, to the mainstream people.
所以对主流社会来说，我们是被弃绝的。
So let me ask you, as the followers of Jesus Christ,
让我来问你们，你们是基督的门徒。
What is our attitude toward the mainstream?
我们的对主流世界的态度应该是怎么样的？
Are we striving to become part of the mainstream?
我们是不是要试图成为主流世界的一部分呢？
To get them approved?
得到他们的接纳呢？
When we facing the mainstream, are we trying to conceal our Christian identity?
当我们面对主流世界的时候，我们是不是把我们基督徒的身份隐藏下来？
Downplaying our faith.
然后降低我们的信仰。
Trying to get the best out of the mainstream.
然后呢，从这个主流社会当中得到最好的回应。
Let me turn back to the scripture.
让我们回到圣经。
There are two adjectives describing the word exiles.
在这个寄居的前面有两个修饰词。
Let me turn to the first one.
让我们来看第一个。
Well, the first one in the scripture says scattered.
圣经说分散的。
Well, the word scatter in Jewish mindset is it has a very negative connotation.
在犹太人的语言当中，这个分散有一个非常负面的效果。
It reminds them of God's punishment.
他们相信这个分散代表了神的惩罚。
In Deuteronomy chapter 28 in the Septuagint version.
申命记第二十章在七十士译本这样说。
The same root scatter appears in Deuteronomy 28. It describes when the Israelites did not obey God's commands, they will be punished and being scattered among the nations.
同样的，在申命记二十八章也这样说。假若神的子民以色列人不顺从神的话的话，他们就会被分散到世界的各地。
The word scatter, the same root appears in the New Testament three times.
这个同样的一个字分散在新约圣经当中有三次出现。
And every single time is used to describe the scattering of the church because of persecution.
每一次用在新约圣经都是用在教会受到逼迫以后被分散到各处。
We all know that believers or Christians in the Roman world, they are minority people.
我们知道在罗马当时的政权下，基督徒信徒是少数，非常少的人。
What are the characteristics of being a minority?
就是少数的人在这个社会当中是有什么特点呢？
Well, we want to gather together, right?
我们想聚在一起，是不是？
Well, we look at, you know, we Chinese are being the minority people in America, right?
我们作为少数民族，我们要聚在一起，是不是？
So in every big city in the country, there are Chinatowns, right?
所以在美国每一个大的城市都有中国城，是不是？
Why do we want to gather together?
我们为什么要聚在一起呢？
Because, you know, we can take care of ourselves. You know, we can buy Chinese food. There are Chinese restaurants. There are like supermarkets, right?
因为我们可以互相的帮助，我们可以买中国的食品，那么有中国的商店。
Well, in the early church, it's exactly the same.
在起初的教会非常相似的情况。
All the believers, they want to gather in Jerusalem.
所有的信徒他们想聚集在耶路撒冷。
And if there isn't any persecution, they will still gather in Jerusalem.
即使当时有迫害的话，他们仍然愿意聚集在耶路撒冷。
Why would they want to go out to the Gentile world and preach the gospel to the detestable Gentiles?
他们为什么要去外面外邦人污秽之地去传扬福音呢？
So here Peter used the word scatter to describe the sojourning believers.
所以彼得在这里用分散这个字来说被分散到各地的信徒。
Well, what he's emphasizing is not only that we don't belong to this world.
他所强调的不仅是我们不属于这个世界。
That we're not being accepted by this world.
我们不会被这个世界所接受。
Not only that, we are also being scattered. We don't even have our own place.
而且他在说我们要被分散到各处，因为我们没有属于我们自己的地方。
Well, we're being scattered among the Gentile non-believers.
我们被分散在外邦人不信主的人当中。
And as followers of Jesus Christ,
作为耶稣基督的门徒，
we know that, you know, being sojourning, being scattered in this world, we are very vulnerable.
我们知道，我们在这个世界寄居的，我们被分散在各地，我们是非常软弱的。
So we have a lot of insecurity, so we want to gather together, right?
所以我们有很多的不平安。所以我们愿意聚在一起。
So I don't know whether or not you have thought about this question. I mean, we all love together in this building, in this church. We don't want to meet outsiders.
我们不知道你们想过没想过这个问题。我们都特别愿意聚集在这个教堂里面。我们不愿意到外面去。
Well, because we're afraid, we're insecure.
因为我们害怕，我们感到没有安全。
Because among ourselves, we can get respect, we can get a lot of love, right?
因为在我们当中，我们可以得到尊敬，得到很多的爱。
And we don't want to go outside because we're going to face a lot of opposition.
我们不愿意到外面去，因为我们会遇到很多的抵挡。
Well, we become Sunday Christians. We can, you know, those of faith and, you know, celebrate Easter and Christmas, but then in workplaces, in schools, we may not be that bold.
我们可以在教会宣扬我们的就是很有胆量，宣扬我们的信心，但是呢，等我们到了学校，到了世界上，我们就没有那么坚强。
Well, I still remember when we first, you know, get to our mission field.
我仍然记得我第一次到传教的地方的时候。
I don't speak their language very well, and when I meet anybody in that place, they will ask me, "Well, who are you?"
我到了每个地方，他们就问你是谁。
Well, when they ask me, what are you doing here? Why are you here? And I don't know how to answer.
你在这里做什么？你为什么要到这个地方来？我不知道怎样回答他们。
And after a couple of months, and I found out I'm a nobody.
经过几个月之后，我真的感觉到，我不属于这个地方。
什么人都不是。I don't know. I can't do anything. I'm a nobody.
Yeah, 我是什么都不是
And then people will, you know, a lot of times they make me feel bad because you know I don't know how to get into their world, get into their relationships.
Yeah. 经常的是我不知道怎样进入他们的这个关系当中。
And you know, a lot of times I ask myself, why am I being here? Why am I going to a place that nobody respects me?
有时候会问我自己，我为什么要到这个地方来？到这个地方没有人尊重我的地方。
And there is a reason why God would want us to be scattered among the non-believers.
神有神的原因，他分散把我们分散到各地不信主的人当中，有他的原因。
Well, let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
在彼得前书第二章第九节，他给我们这个原因就是叫你们传扬，宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Well, as followers of Jesus Christ, the ambassadors of the gospel,
作为耶稣基督的跟随者，福音的大使。
Well, where are we going to share the gospel?
我们在什么地方要来传扬我们的福音呢？
To places where there are light.
是不是像我们现在聚集的地方呢？
To places where there are full of Christians.
是不是到很多基督徒聚集的地方呢？
Of course, we're going to be in places where there is darkness, right?
Sorry.
To places where, of course, we're going to places where there is darkness. Full of darkness. To places full of darkness.
Okay.
我们当然要去黑暗之地，对吗？
Thank you.
Among the non-believers, right?
当然我们要到黑暗之地，在不信主的人当中，我们要传扬福音。
The lamb is not going to be hidden under the bowl. 灯不要放在斗底之下，对吗？ Of course, well, as followers, as believers of Christ, we're not only sojourning in this world, trying to look for comfort zones.
作为基督的门徒，我们是世界的光，灯不要放在灯台下。
We need to go to places where there is darkness. We need to be scattered.
我们需要到那些黑暗的地方，需要到需要被分散到各处去。
A lot of times, being scattered is more difficult than sojourning, right?
有时候分散到各地，比这个寄居更艰难。
Because scattered is like all of a sudden we being naked walking on the street.
被分散经常给我们一个印象就是在这个街道上赤身露体。
It's like walking on the street without clothes. It's so vulnerable.
就像赤身露体的行在街道上，非常的软弱。
And today, God is scattering all of us to every levels, every layers, every places of this world.
今天神把我们基督徒分散到这个世界的每一个角落。
Well, we are not just the missionaries, not just the pastors. We all have our positions in missions.
不仅是牧师，不仅是传道的人，我们每一个人都在这个事工上有份。
Your field is your neighborhood.
你的工厂就是你的邻舍。
Your mission field is your workplaces.
你传教的工厂就是你工作的地方。
Your field is your schools.
你传教的地方就是你的所在的学校。
Do we have the mindset that we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into this wonderful light?
我们是不是可以感谢称颂我们的主，呼召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明？
我们是不是有这样心态宣扬那叫我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德？So, how can we thrive in this position, as a missionary in our areas of influence?
所以在我们所能够影响的环境影响的场地，我们如何能够不断的发挥作用？
Oh, the key is, do we know our true identity?
这个关键的一个关键就是我们是不是知道我们真实的身份。
Well, remember, when I talk about sojourning or exiles, there are two adjectives describing this word. The first word is scatter, and the second word is being chosen.
还记得我在讲彼得前书这前面这两节的时候，有两这个寄居的这个前面有两个形容词，一个是分散，另外一个是拣选。
Well, yes, you know, we believers, followers of Christ, we are being scattered in this sojourning in this world.
是的，我们作为基督的门徒，我们被分散在世界各地作为寄居的。
We don't have being Christians, we don't have any privileges, we don't have any good status in the society.
作为基督徒在这个社会当中，我们没有很好的权利，也没有很高的职位地位。
But we do have a better identity.
但是我们有一个比这个更好的身份。
We're being chosen or elected for a special mission.
我们是被拣选的，被拣选，做特殊的工作。
Well, have you watched this movie? Like that's like 20 years ago, Hong Kong movie, pretty famous Hong Kong movie. Well, even if you don't, well, that's okay.
在二十年前有一个电影，不知道你们看过没有？即使没看过的话，呀，我。
Well, the main character Tony Leung, he is a cop.But he is an undercover.
这个电影的主角，他是一个警察，但是呢，他是卧底的警察。
Before he joined the police force, he was elected. He was chosen to be an undercover in the gangs.
他被拣选成为警察之前，他是黑帮里面拣选他作为卧底的。
Well, among the gangsters, well, they all seeing him as one of them.
在黑帮当中，都看他作为他们当中的一个人。
His outfit, his living, what he's doing is exactly like gangsters.
刚才说的有一个警察卧底到黑帮里面，所以他的一切的行为就像黑帮当中一员一样。
But he knows very clearly that his true identity is a cop.
他清楚地知道他真实的身份是一位警察。
So at the key moments, he will never forget his true identity.
只要在关键的时刻，他永远不会忘记他真实的身份。
And he won't forget about his mission.
他也不会忘记他的目的是什么。
Well, today, yes, we've been scattered in this Gentile unbelieving world.
是的，今天我们被分散在到这个外邦人不信主的世界当中。
But God didn't tell us to become one of them.
但神没有让我们成为他们当中的一批人。
Yeah, even though we look like them.
虽然我们外表上看上去像他们当中的人
，We dress the same outfit, we work the same jobs, we do the same things like the outsiders, like the Gentiles, like the unbelievers.
像他们外邦人不信主的人一样，我们穿着同样的类似的衣服，我们做同样的工作，我们做类似的事情。
But we have a special mission.
但是我们有一个特别的神的旨意。
But this special mission is something that they never understand.
这个神所给我们的特别的旨意，世人是不能明白的。
They may even oppose us.
他们虽然有时候不反对我们。
It's like, you know, the gangsters, they will never accept Tony Leung's true identity as a cop.
就像那些黑帮的人永远不会接受那个卧底的警察加入他是一个警察的话。
So being elected or chosen by God, are we just being mere messengers of the gospel?
我们作为神所拣选的门徒，我们是不是是传福音的使者呢？
是信差而已吗？Of course not. Let's look at chapter 2:9 again.
让我们再看第二章的第九节。
But you are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Well, first of all, is here we being chosen, right?
首先我们是被拣选的。
But here it says a chosen people. What is a people?
这里说被拣选的族类，什么是族类呢？
It's an ethnicity, it's an ethnic race.
这是一个民族的一个族类。
So within this people group, within this race, we all have relationships.
所以在这一个族类当中，我们都有一个特别的关系。
Yes, we've been scattered to the outside Gentile unbelieving world.
虽然我们被分散到外面不信主的这个世界当中，
But we are not alone.
但是我们不是单独的一个人在各地。
We have our fellow people.
我们有我们的族类的弟兄姐妹。
Yes, Tony Leung is being, you know, placed among the gangsters, but Every mission, he does understand that there is support from behind.
就像那个卧底的警察，他虽然在黑帮当中，但是每一次执行任务的时候，他知道在他的背后有总的支持。
Same for us. Well, our mission is not an individual mission only.
我们也是同样的，我们所在这个地方的工作也不是每一个个人的工作。
Well, why do we have churches?
我们为什么有教会？
Well, a church is not a social club.
教会不是一个社交的一个团体。
That we can gather together and, you know, have fun.
我们可以聚在一起，我们可以一起有一些喜好的事情。
Our brothers and sisters in the church are actually our comrades in mission.
弟兄姐妹们在这个教会里面，弟兄姐妹们都是我们这个传扬福音的同工。
I just said, you know, we believers, we cannot just hide in the church all the time.
我刚才说的，我们信主的人不能一直藏在教会里面。
We have to go out and reach out to the unbelieving world.
我们必须要到外面去，到外面那些不信主的人当中。
But we are not doing this mission alone.
我们并不是做这些独自的做这些工作。
We have comrades on our back.
我们有很多的同工在我们的背后。
Well, you know, believers, we know that we have a characteristics.
作为信徒，我们有很多的特点。
We have, as a Christian race, as a Christian people, a Christian race, we have a characteristic of this race.
作为基督徒的族类，我们有这样的特点。
Well, that we in this world, we're always a minority people group.
在这个世界当中，我们永远是少数的人。
Yes, we will gather together as Christians, and we have fellowship.
是的，我们聚在一起，我们有交通。
But the purpose of fellowship is to equip us so that we can go out and complete our missions.
这些聚会的交通的目的是能够使我们每个人被装备，然后我们可以出去做工。
As Christians being chosen people.
作为基督徒是被拣选的族类。
Second point, a royal priesthood.
第二点是有君尊的祭司。
So what is priesthood?
什么是祭司呢？
Priests are middlemen in between God and man.
祭司是神和人中间的中间人。
It's a mediator.
是这个中间人。
Well, God, how does God share or preach His gospel to the people? Bring the good news to the people through priests.
神如何把他的福音、把他的话传给他的子民呢？是借着祭司来做这个工作。
And through priests, we bring repented people back to God.
借着祭司的职分，我们把悔改信主的人带到神的面前。
So we are God's representatives, ambassadors.
我们是神的代表，我们是神的大使。
So the forgiveness of sins goes through us.
所以人的罪得以赦免，是借着我们所传的福音得到的。
Well, here, you know, look at how Peter describes the priesthood.
让我们来看彼得是如何来说这个祭司的职分。
A royal priesthood is like, you know, royalty is like, you know, imperial, it's like royalty.
有君尊的祭司，就是有君王那个身份的祭司。
In ancient times, you know, how do you treat a royalty?
在以前的时代，你如何来如何来对待这个君王的态度呢
？Well, there is a special way of dealing with or you know treating or the princes or and the prince and princess.
Yeah. 都有特别的就是规则。如果想见到王子或者是君王家族的人的时候，
you cannot treat them casually.
你不能随便的来面见他们。
Because behind them is the king.
因为在他们的背后是王。
If you don't respect the prince, you're not respecting the king.
假如你不尊重这个王子的话，说明你不尊重他后面的君王。
In the same way, we are priests, and behind us is really the King of all kings, Lord of all lords.
同样的，我们是祭司，但是在我们的后面是万王之王，万主之主。
If you don't respect us, you are disrespecting the King of all kings.
假如人不尊重我们，那么他们不尊重的是万王之王。
So, as the ambassadors of Christ, even though we may have a lowly status in the world,
作为基督的大使，在这个世界上，我们虽然有很低的身份，
because most people don't recognize our true identity.
因为大部分的人不知道我们真实的身份。
They would not treat us with high respect.
他们不会很尊重我们的工作。
But we are like the beggar prince.
但是呢，我们就像一个乞讨的王子一样。
To respect the beggars is really respecting the king behind us.
当他们尊重乞讨的乞丐的时候，他们真实的是在尊重乞丐后面的王。
Well, the first point is a holy nation.
第一点就是是圣洁的国度。
Well, what is being holy?
什么是圣洁？
A lot of times we look to our characters, our behaviors, right?
经常我们看我们自己的品性，我们自己的行为。
But the original meaning of holiness is being separated, dedicated for special use.
但是那个圣洁的原意就是说分别出来为了特殊的事情分别出来的。
I'm sure you all been to like museums. You looked at some of the utensils dedicated to the ancient kings.
我相信你们都去过博物馆，你们看过一些器皿，那些器皿是专门分别出来来奉给那个君王使用的。
Only the kings can use those utensils.
只有那些君王可以使用那些器皿。
And they're different from the utensils that commoners use.
那些器皿与一般的器皿人所用的器皿是不一样的。
So we believers, we are a nation being separated by God for His special use.
所以我们作为信主的人，是被神所分别出来做他特别使用的器皿。
So this Christian people group is different from all other people groups.
所以我们这些基督徒族类完全不同于其他任何的族类。
So what is our difference?
所以我们的与他们的区别在哪里呢？
1 Peter chapter 1, 15 to 16. But just as who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy, because I am holy.
彼得前书一章十五节、十六节，那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Why do we need to be holy? Because we cannot defile the one who sent us out.
我们为什么要圣洁？因为我们不能让我们让差遣我们的那一位受到污秽。
Now, how do we be holy? Now.Shouldn't we like, you know, being separated and, you know, find a mountain and, you know, just stay in the mountain and, you know, be away from everybody else?
我们如何成为圣洁呢？是不是要到山顶上去远离尘世呢？
Of course not. It says here, so be holy in all you do.
当然不是，但是圣经是说，你们要在你们一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
In whatever we do, it's going to be different from what outsiders do, what non-believers do.
你们在一切所行的事上，不管是做什么，你们做事的目的与没有信主的人是不同的。
What does it mean? It means that we have a different set of values from non-believers.
这是什么意思呢？就是说我们与他们的非信主的人所做事的原则完全的不同。
We cannot be defiled by their values.
我们不能被他们所所他们的价值观来污秽我们的事工。
好。
为什么？
好，怎么样？A lot of times, I don't know, I mean, how do we see the rich people? How do we see the educated people? How do we look at people better than us? I mean, do we play favoritism?
我们当遇到外人的时候，我们如何看待那些富人？如何看待那些不同阶层的人？我们是不是对待他们有偏见？
Do we look at those people just like the world look at them?
我们看他们是不是像世界上的人看他们一样。
Well, a lot of times we may be influenced by their values.
经常的我们可能会受到他们的价值观的影响。
Because a lot of times we only see our beggar identity.
因为经常的我们只看到我们是乞丐者这个身份。
How do beggars look at the world?
这个乞讨者他们如何看待这个世界呢？
They look at the world with different classes.
他们看这个世界有不同的层，不同的族类。
And there are a lot of like opposition, a lot of challenges, so they have to climb up the stairs, the social stairs.
他们有很多的障碍，很多的拦阻，他们要沿着这个社会的阶梯慢慢的往上爬。
But the prince look at the world totally differently.
但是王子看这个世界是从完全不同的角度来看。
Look at the world, no matter how rich you are, no matter how educated you are, we all suffer in this world full of sins.
不管你这个世界是如何的富有，你受到多么良好的教育，但是呢，所有的人在这个世界都受到罪的苦害捆绑。
And so we look at them with love and mercy.
所以他我们要看他们带用慈爱和怜悯来看他们。
And we won't care how they look at us.
我们对他们如何看我们，我们却是毫不在乎。
So how can we become a follower of Christ, an ambassador of his gospel, that we can declare his praises in this dark world.
我们如何作为基督的门徒，作为基督的跟随者，能够在这个黑暗的世界传扬他的福音。
The key is, do we have confidence in our true identity?
这个关键是我们是不是对我们的真实的身份有坚定的信心。
Yeah, we all understand this principle, but then we never have experienced being a prince.
我们都明白这个原则，但是呢，我们没有亲身的经历作为王子的这个经历。
How can we persist in our mission with faith? Where is the motivation?
我们如何有这样的信心来能够带着这样的感动来去做这个工作？
就动力来坚持我们的使命。I have a friend. He's very rich, but then you know, he started with being very poor. But he knows how to do business, so he made a lot of money.
我有个朋友，他开始的时候很穷，但他知道如何经营，他赚了很多的钱。
And he talked to me a lot of times. Oh, you know, I don't understand. You know, my kids, my children, they don't know how to save money.
他经常给我讲，他说我不明白为什么他们不知道存一些钱。
Well, I told him, of course, you know, because you know your kids, they know that they're gonna have a lot of inheritance from you. Well, of course, they won't, you know, save every dime.
我对他说，因为你的孩子知道他们有很多的遗产财产。可以继承，所以他们就不会去节约用钱。
So let's read chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you.
彼得前书一章三节四节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神， 他称照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Because of resurrection, we have hope of inheritance, not just eternal life, but also inheritance.
因为这个复活，耶稣基督的复活，我们不仅有永生的生命，我们同时也有这个活泼的盼望，这个盼望就是在天上为我们存留的基业。
Inheritance, this word inheritance, the original Greek word is made up of two parts.
这个基业在希腊原文有两个部分。
The first part, kleros, in ancient times is used to assign, it's used for assigning property rights.
第一个部分原文的意思是说用来就是
A distribution of properties.
也就是
分配财产。Now, later on, it's becoming a symbol of ownership.
后来就成为一个这个所有权的那个一个象征。
Now, in China, right? In ancient China, we have this tripod, right? Ding, right?
在古时候的中国，我们有那个鼎。
Well, we know that, you know, the Zhou Dynasty, you know, the Zhou Emperor, he has 9 tripods representing his ownership of the whole country.
我们在那个周王朝，那个国王有九鼎，代表了所有的国家都是属于他的。
So the second part of this inheritance is nomos.
第二层第二部分，这个基业的第二部分就是
it means law or tradition or legal rights.
它代表的意思是律法，或者是律法所规定的权柄，或者是传统所赐给你的权柄。
So when the two words combine together, it means the assigned successor.
当这两个部分联合在一起的时候，就是代表着所分配给你的产业。
So this successor is going to inherit all the possessions, right? It's like the ancient days, you know, the emperor would assign a crown prince.
这所代表的就是说是所分配给你的继承分配给继承人，就像古代的王国王把他的产业分配给他的王子一样。
Only the crown prince, the 太子 can succeed the throne.
只有那个太子，就是被封王的那个王子，能够成为国王。
He is the only legal successor.
他是唯一的法律上承认的继承人。
So the same for us. No one can take away our inheritance because we have the legal rights.
所以同样的，对我们来讲，没有一个人可以夺掉我们所得到的基业，因为我们是神所分配给我们的。
Because Jesus' resurrection accomplishes this accomplishes the law, so that we can have this legal rights.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活，已经成全了这一切的律法，所以我们可以有这个基业。
And then, finally, this inheritance is kept for us.
最后这些基业是为我们存留的。
The word kept has it means, you know, it's being safeguarded by military guards, by soldiers.
这个存留的意思就是说有军队所 保管的所保护的这个基业。
So our inheritance doesn't only have legal foundation, but also have God's for us.
所以我们的基业不仅在法律上有法律的依据，也同样有这个军队的保守。
No one can take it away.
所以没有人可以夺去。
So let's return to our sojourning in this world.
让我们来回过头来看我们在这个地上被分散的各地的所称为寄居的这个生活。
How can we have this confidence in our identity to persist in our missions?
我们如何能够有信心的坚守我们的身份，然后在这个世界可以出去传做我们的工作。
Well, let me use an illustration.
让我们做一个说明。
It's like when you're working hard, when you're being abused by your boss, and all of a sudden you find out that, wow, I got a $30 million lottery.
我做一个比喻，就是说，工作非常的卖力，但是呢，我老板对我一直苦待我。哎，忽然我发现我得到300万的就是乐透奖。
Now, are we going to fight with our boss? Oh, you forgot about my bonus of $3,000?
我们是不是会对我们的老板生气，说你没有给我发这个分红$3,000的分红？
When the beggar prince is about to go back to his palace to succeed the throne, will he argue with the street beggars about like the 3 coins that he got?
当一个乞丐王子回到他的王宫，继承他王位的时候，他是不是会与其他的3个乞丐争论一分钱呢？
So our royal status also comes with inheritance, and this promise of inheritance becomes the motivation of our missions.
所以我们君尊的祭司也给我们这样的这样的基业，这一些应许就可以使我们能够做我们的工作。
So today is Easter Sunday. I hope you can find the significance of Jesus' resurrection in your life.
今天是复活节，我盼望你能够基督复活的生命在你的生命当中。
So that you all can become undercover missionaries in this outside world.
所以你们每个人都可以成为在这个黑暗的世界当中卧底的神的使者。
And be able to share the gospel to the outsiders.
能够与外人传扬分享福音。
Clearly understanding that there is an inheritance kept for you in the future.
你要明白有一个天上基业为你存留的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us this identity as a prince, as a priest, as a royalty, so that we can have confidence in this outside world to share your good news.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这样王子的身份，祭司的身份，给我们君尊的祭司，使我们可以有这样的身份，可以在这个世界上传扬你的福音，你的好消息。
May your spirit help us to live out this life, this resurrected life on this world, so that one day we'll go back to heaven and enjoy your presence and the inheritance.
所以我们可以愿你赐下你的圣灵，能够帮助我们在这个世界活出这个复活的生命。有一天我们可以进入你的面前，在天堂在你的同在里。
We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。